RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Empty on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Momentarily, we'll take you out to Pinehurst number 2. That's the site of this year's U.S. Open golf tournament. They'll talk in much more hushed tones than I do, which is very important when you cover golf. You have to, that's the 5-iron. He's going with the 5-iron, and oh my goodness, it's 10 feet from the pin. I can't do that. I can't be a golf announcer. I could do a lot of things. I can't be quiet like that. This is the correct spot for me. Not there. So NFL, we're going around the league. I want to get back to Commanders minicamp because today's the last day. I also want to get into this, which is to say, I'm confused by this, but I'm also not as smart as this guy. Mike Clay, he's the ESPN analyst. He puts out his team and position rankings every year. Mike Clay projects out every snap for every player. Like the stats here are crazy detailed. I've got the PDF. He put it out on the ESPN Plus page. Got the projected wins. I'll dive into all those things. For instance, he's got Jaden Daniels 3,400 yards this year, 16 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. Sure, that'd be a pretty standard, I think, rookie season for Jaden Daniels. I'd feel good about that. I think you'd feel good about that when it's over too. Would love a few more touchdowns, right? Some more big plays. He's also got Jaden getting sacked 41 times, which is more than 2 sacks a game, which I've seen this offensive line, and I unfortunately don't disagree, but I would like to disagree because that's not a great number there. We'll see how it goes. One of the interesting, I'll just scatter shoot around these observations here. Ricky Stromberg, drafted in the 3rd round last year to be a center. He's a guy without a home right now, and you can tell during practice because you need a good backup center. That's important because of all the work they're going to do for Jaden Daniels in processing defenses. But also, that's what Biadasz is here for. That's what Tyler Biadasz is here for. That was my computer, not you. This computer is hooked up to my wife's phone. So that's actually somebody calling her. This is truly the greatest radio show in America. I will hear no argument otherwise. Here's what's happened today. The power went out, and we didn't know what was going on. We told Megan about competitive eating. We'll play my interview with Lane Casadante for Thursdays with Lane, which was recorded on Tuesday, intended to air Tuesday, but instead will air on its correct Thursday date from a parking lot in Ashburn, where the Wi-Fi held up until it didn't hold up. This is the greatest radio show in America. I dare anybody to prove otherwise. This is number one. Start the list right there. Also, our very loyal listener, George Templeton, shout out to George, VCU Rams Rewind podcast, is unhappy with comments I made earlier in today's show where I implied, no. I said that dogs are better than cats.
Ooh.
And look, I'm not one to like go hard in the paint on these kinds of things, but I can double this one down. Dogs are better than cats. Yeah, that's a pretty easy one. That's a pretty easy one.
Now, George, isn't I thought your thing was rodents.
Well, they're on the ranking somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. Tell me, George, where you would put them between dogs and cats.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like he's got cats above dogs is what I'm picking up on.
Okay. Where do
here.
Mice go?
That's what I'm learning.
Where do they go?
Where do they go, George?
Nothing against cats. It's just dogs are definitively better. Like, I'm not anti-cat, just pro-dog. I am anti-weasel, though, especially this week with the squirrels against the weasels up in New Hampshire. First pitch, 6:35 tonight.
Fully Fisher cats now.
Fully, more like Fisher weasels.
Fisher weasels.
Fisher weasels.
Yeah, we finally
Liars.
We finally won last night, so I can crank up the smack talk. 6-game losing streak, not conducive to smack talk. You got to win before you crank up the smack talk. So bring us. Are you in tonight? Bring us another win, another W.
I'm not. I was in last night.
Okay.
But Blaine and I did agree. We had a conversation as like the closing was going on and everything, and we agree that I brought the luck last night. And so this is my official statement to Clifford to give me 2 games a week instead of one. It's for the squirrels. They need me.
It's for Richmond.
It's for Richmond.
It's for all of us.
I have to make the sacrifice, you know?
She's a team player, folks. She's a team player. Squirrels first pitch, 6:35. We're in Mike Clay's NFL rankings, or at least we were a moment ago. He ranks the Washington Commanders linebackers number one in the entire NFL. Now, he really likes Bobby Wagner, and he really likes Frankie Louvu. He projects both of them to have great seasons this year. And he projects, as I do, that they will run with two linebackers on almost every snap. Now, I think that's to get Mike Sanristel on the field at the nickel corner. You're going to have Jeremy Chinn out there at safety. I think Derek Forrest gets a lot of snaps at safety. But he's got their linebackers at number one in the NFL. And anytime you see something like that from somebody smart, and it's not a hot take, but it's got like math and spreadsheets behind it, like, what am I missing? Right? You always ask yourself, what am I missing here? Because I think Bobby Wagner's close, you know, a little too close to the end of the career to project confidently that he's going to be Bobby Wagner this year. I do like Frankie Louvu a lot. I don't think one linebacker makes a unit, though. Jamin Davis, I told you, he's been a defensive end at practices so far. I don't trust him doing much other than basic outside linebacker responsibilities. Don't love when he gets into coverage. That didn't go well last year. Here are your two linebackers beyond that. Michael Walker and Jordan McGee. It's a pretty steep drop-off. There's no depth there. I'm going to disagree with number one in the NFL. I'm going to broadly agree, though. There is room for improvement here that I think will get realized very quickly, and I think Dan Quinn worked very quickly to shore up the positions that were weaknesses, right? For so long, you know, teams like the Giants and the Eagles would come in here, put that linebacker in coverage, pick on them, you know, and bleed the Commanders to death with 10-yard tight end routes. I think those days are over. I'm optimistic about this defense. His projection for the year, 5.6 wins for the Commanders. So he's coming in on the under this year. He doesn't like the schedule. I don't like the schedule either. I think the game it swings on to me is going to be this Arizona game, week 4. They're in Arizona. That's a winnable game unless Kyler Murray gets hot. They're playing Monday Night Football that week on the road. Then they're turning around, flying out to the West Coast. It's not a great setup there. All right. On the other side of this, we got our conversation with Lane Casadante. We'll talk about whether or not Jaden Daniels should play week 1 while acknowledging he will play week 1. You'll also hear from Jaden Daniels. He's the quarterback of your Washington Commanders. Also an update from Pinehurst number 2. You're listening to 910 The Fan Now 105.1
FM.
Be on
the mic.
910 The Fan. 105.1 FM. Always live worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody who called in. We'll have more tickets to give away to Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan at the Outlaw Music Festival tomorrow. So we'll look forward to that. Commanders practice yesterday. Let's get straight to it. Observations from there, and we'll hear from Austin Eckler here in a minute, because I think the running backs are a source of fascination, right? Because last year they didn't run the ball enough. That was one of their big issues. They just kept force feeding Sam Howell into the point of oblivion. Yesterday, this is interesting to me. After practice, Luke McCaffrey was working on taking handoffs with Anthony Lynn. He's the running backs coach. Now, Luke McCaffrey's a wide receiver. But I think that what you're going to see is there's a lot of variation, a lot of variability baked into this offense. They can do a lot of different things. And I was talking with a defensive player. We weren't on the mic, so I was talking with a defensive player, and he was saying, yeah, we've been running some plays where I recognize the play, I know the play, right? And that's part of these practices, because they see the same plays every day. He recognized the formation, recognized the play, recognized what was happening, and then there was an extra toss, and all of a sudden the play was moving a different direction. And he said, okay, it is the same play, it just can go a number of different directions. And part of that is that they want Jaden Daniels to be the total package NFL quarterback. They're not babying him along. They're giving him a lot on his plate, and they're relying on Biadasz at center to do a lot of this for him as well, to help out with the protections and the calls. That's why they spent on a veteran center, because this is important to them, to make sure that Jaden Daniels is empowered to do what he needs to do at the line, not have to worry about that kind of thing, not have to babysit the center. Luke McCaffrey in that big battle at wide receiver, but also you're going to see these guys swinging around, doing the sweeps, doing the tosses, doing all that. Running backs is fascinating to me. We'll hear from Austin Eckler, as I said, here in a second. We have Austin Eckler teed up. This is Austin Eckler on him, Brian Robinson, the competition, how they'll be used. It's a fascinating room.
It's tough to really help someone when you've been doing it so long, because they've established their identity of how they do it. So it's not necessarily, hey, we're coming out here and trying to change what you're doing. You use your strengths to your advantage. You know, he's a big guy, and so he's going to have those strengths to his advantage. He's going to be able to catch the ball. He's going to be a strong runner coming downhill. Doesn't mean he doesn't have as much wiggle, but if you compare him to me, I'm a jitterbug out there. You know, I'm probably going to be able to, you know, be a little bit more maneuverable than he is. And so it's not like, hey, B-Rob, this is what you got to do, because that's not relatable. You know, he's got to be able to go out and make it. That's the reason he's here, is because he's been able to use his talent. So I don't even think it's about going out there and you know, trying to help him. I think it's about encouraging him to be the best he can be with the talents that he has.
Yeah, you got this relationship at a couple of the key positions, because you've got at quarterback, Marcus Mariota isn't really there to mentor Jaden Daniels. Marcus Mariota, who was last seen in a Netflix show leaving his team without telling them he was leaving them, he's there preparing himself for another opportunity to be an NFL starting quarterback. He doesn't view his role as being that mentor, and doesn't need to be. There's enough adults in the room between Cliff Kingsbury, who is just on Mariota's hip all day coaching him. Tavita Pritchard is the quarterback's coach. He went to Stanford. He's a sharp guy, not just because he went to Stanford. I mean, you know, they sneak in some legacy people too, but he is a genuinely smart guy who can break these concepts down. I'm glad he hung around. I was worried he was going to get the raw end of the stick last year, because he's a guy with an NFL future, you can tell in talking to him. And if he had hitched his wagon to Eric Bieniemy, that may not have ended well for him. But I think he's got the chance to go somewhere in this league and to ultimately make a name for himself as a coach. And he'll learn from Cliff Kingsbury, and he'll learn coaching Jaden Daniels. So you've got two guys in Jaden Daniels' ear. Jaden's got a great relationship, you can tell, with Jeff Driskel, who is an older mentory kind of guy. You know, maybe doesn't have the star experience Jaden Daniels does. And then Sam Hartman, who a lot of fans are intrigued by, rightfully so. I can tell you, he's got a great relationship with Jaden. They'll be a great 1-2. I didn't see anybody on that field who I need to see playing quarterback anytime in the near future, not named Jaden Daniels. Mariota, botched a short throw the other day. Not that everything is these off-season workouts, because yesterday Jaden Daniels missed a check down pass, right? Those are going to happen from time to time. I didn't see anything out of Marcus Mariota that led me to believe, like, here's a guy who needs another chance in the NFL. I don't think that's in the cards for them. Mike Sanristel, I said I'd mention him. He is the starting slot corner right now on the depth chart I wrote down based on watching 2 days of practices. What does that mean? Nothing. I don't coach the team. I don't set the depth chart, and I watched two entire practices of football, so don't take my depth chart to the bank. I can tell you, though, I do this every summer. It ends up right more often than it ends up wrong. There just aren't enough snaps to be truly experimenting out there. They have 3 days of practice here, yesterday, Tuesday, and today. They can't be like, let's do a crazy things for a practice. Like, that's a 30-year practice time for the month of June. Like, they got to maximize these. They got to give the guys the reps where they need to give the guys the reps. And what we saw was a lot of Mike Sanristel. He's the cornerback they drafted. I know you can't say this about Michigan and Ohio State guys. I'm catching Terry McLaurin arrival vibes here, where you remember McLaurin was drafted in the third round, and the scouting report was, 5-year guy at Ohio State, love his leadership, team captain, he's going to be a special teams ace, right? Which is a very nice way of saying, like, we like him, but we don't know what to do with him. But team captain, like, we think he'll be a great influence, on the team. And then a weekend of practice, you talk to Jay Gruden and the coaches, and they're like, oh, Terry, yeah, he's a starting wide receiver. Like, the first week Terry McLaurin was there, he was practicing being a gunner on punts, where you go, like, run as fast as you can and then hit somebody. It's a dangerous job. Somebody's got to do it. And the person who does that is not a star player, because you don't want them to get hurt on something as frivolous as a punt. So that was Terry's first week. Terry's second week, he stopped being a gunner. And I said, why is Terry not a gunner here? Well, he's a starting wide receiver. Like, duh. I think Mike Sanristel's on that trajectory. Right, a guy that was all you heard about him coming out of Michigan. Great leader. You're going to love having this guy on your team. He's going to be a great locker room guy. Special teams ace. Do anything you ask him to do. And now here we are, June 12th, and where's Mike? Oh, he's with the starting cornerbacks. He'll be on the field week one. I think you can set your watch by that one. They're going to find a way to get him out there. I think they got a fine there. The other second-round pick, Johnny Newton, was not out there. He had the foot surgery. Dan Quinn did not commit to him returning in time for the first day of training camp. All right, fun nuggets, because we have fun as well. The defense was focusing on creating turnovers, so the instruction was, anytime a play like was nearing an end, keep trying to make the guy with the ball fumble. So like the ref would blow the whistle and they'd keep punching the ball for like another 10 seconds. Like, don't let up. So Marcus Mariota is running with the ball, and he runs for a touchdown. And after he scores the touchdown, the defense is still banging on the ball, trying to get it out. And he's ready for it, because that's the name of the game here, right? Secure the ball all the way to the end. So then everybody separates, everybody runs back. He starts walking back to the huddle, and then the defensive tackle, John Ridgeway, has been waiting behind him, and he waits a good 15 seconds, and Mariota finally dangles the ball out, holding it casually, swipes it, and then starts doing a victory celebration. I waited you out. I got it. I got my fumble. I need credit for this, coaches. I don't know that that'll work during a game, but they're having fun out there. They're working on the things they need to work on, creating takeaways being one of those very, very important things. We'll dive into more Commanders both this week and next week. We're here all week next week as well. We'll do a lot of Commanders position by position. An ESPN analyst said they have the best linebackers in football. I disagree, but we're going to figure out why he said that. What's going on there? We'll dive into that. We want to go around the NFL next. Marlon's going to join us for our team of the day, which we always look forward to. Got to give you the Squirrels update. They won, broke the 5-game losing streak. Back in action tonight at 6:35. You know where you'll hear it. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 1048. It's a Thursday. You're listening on 105.1 FM, maybe 910 The Fan, or maybe worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Megan, did you work the Squirrels game last night?
I did.
All right, so this is thank you to Megan for breaking this streak. This is fantastic. It's time for our Flying Squirrels update.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yeah, Flying Squirrels are the winners. They break a five-game losing streak. About stinking time. This was Nick Sinicola with five hitless innings. 5-0 shutout win over the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Yep. They're not cats. They're a member of the Weasel family. Don't ever forget that.
Well, okay then. Thank you.
We reviewed that with Trey Wilson on Tuesday. The Fisher Cats.
Yeah.
It's an animal that lives in New Hampshire. They're called Fisher Cats, but they're actually a member of the Weasel family.
That's interesting. I need to see a picture of that now.
They're trying to attach themselves barnacle-like to the popularity of cats. Because you talk about, like, I mean, in the annals of animal popularity, pandas at one, polar bears at two, dogs, three.
Mm-hmm.
Cats are up there.
Cats are up there.
I'm not prepared to say cats are four, but they're not too far down the list either.
Definitely not. They got to be up there.
Very high up. Weasels are in the thousands at best.
Yeah.
So these guys, here's a picture.
That's adorable.
So that's why people want to call them cats, not weasels. We know the truth. They're stinking weasels. Flying Squirrels 27-32. Jairo Pomares opened the scoring with a two-run single. Christian Cross brought him in. Mm-hmm. Squirrels back in action tonight, 6:35. Will Jensen toes the rubber against Fisher Cats lefty Adam Macko at Delta Dental Stadium, also known as the Big Tooth, as of me a few minutes ago. That's to my knowledge.
I was going along with it.
To my knowledge, it's not an actual nickname. Squirrels back in town on June 25th against Somerset. That's the Yankees affiliate. You get to see some of the baby Yankees here, which is always a popular week down at the Diamond. On the Major League Diamond, last night. Lots of action. Let's get it started here. I lost my rundown here. Who are we starting with? We're starting with the Orioles. Yes. Let's start with the Orioles. Big series against the Atlanta Braves. They came to play on Tuesday, and they came to play again last night. Here's Colton Cowser.
Pitch on the way. That is drill. Deep right center field. Going back is Harris. Still chasing. Leaping at the wall. Out of his grasp. And gone! It's got to be a first time for everything. And tonight, Joe Jimenez has allowed his first homer of 2024. The moves come in, and you know it. It is Colt Cowser who goes deep. The Orioles make it 4-2.
They're not booing, they're mooing for Colton Cowser, who has his own fan section now where the fans come dressed up as cows.
I thought I heard something about a cow in there. I was like, did I hear that right?
You did. This is the new thing in Baltimore, and Colton Cowser comes to the plate, everybody starts mooing.
I mean, I guess.
Hey, when you're winning, crazier things happen when you win. I mean, the Yankees won, and the guy had to say it smelled like victory for eight games in a row.
had to sniff it.
They've dropped that, but they've kept the winning. Yankees 11-5 over the Royals yesterday.
Tapped softly in front of the plate. Trevino out of the crouch. Bare hand, spins, throws. Got him. Oh, Trevi. Tremendous to end this game. Dazzling play. That's a ball game. Yankees win it 11-5 in Kansas City.
That's a ball game. Thanks for coming, everybody. Drive home safely. Yankees 2 against the Royals, both teams needed that. The Yankees needed the confirmation that they're not pretenders because they'd only beaten bad teams so far. Lane Cassidani and I talk about that at 11:30, both because I can see the future and because we actually recorded our chat on Tuesday in a parking lot, our Thursdays with Lane chat. But for the Royals, to the reality check of we're not as close as we think we are, which is important sometimes as well. Love the Washington Nationals, 5 in a row. They won in Detroit yesterday, and one of the most exciting plays in baseball, the ground rule double.
And the pitch, swinging a line drive, left center field deep. Veerling going back, long run. Can he get there? No, it's one hop. Hits off the top of the fence and goes over the fence and into the Nationals bullpen. Young will come in to score on an automatic double for C.J. Abrams, his 13th two-base hit of the year. He drives in his second run of the game and 34th of the year with a rocket to left center field. Back-to-back doubles for the Nationals and a run home here in the fifth. It's now Washington 3 and Detroit 1.
Put that curly W in the books. First time in 3 years they've won 5 in a row. Washington Nationals in Detroit on fire. Got their 100th stolen base last night. Fastest team to get to 100 stolen bases in 15 years. If you're not going to win, be known for something. And they're young, and they're fast, and they're aggressive. I think there's a lot to like about this Nationals team. Sticking with baseball, did you see the Cincinnati Reds fan who got tased when she ran on the field? Runs on the field, you know, like not a streaker, was clothed,
okay.
Ran on the field, ran into the outfield, did a full front flip just right there in the outfield. Impressive. Then starts running away from the cop. Cop, ding, shoots the taser, tases her right there on the field.
He said, I am not running today.
I can't damage these pants. They're too beautiful.
These are $80.
That's a gutsy play there to do the taser right in the middle of the baseball field.
Yeah. Hands filled. Wow.
Right in front of everybody. That's the deterrent effect, as they say, to discourage people from running on the field in the future. The Super Bowl with the Seahawks and the Broncos, there was a streaker at that one. I don't think there's been... I think there was somebody...
Was he tased?
I think somebody... No. This has got to be the first on-field tasing, for sure. There was... Bobby Wagner's on the Commanders. We'll talk to him about this when we get him on during training camp. There was a guy who ran on the field in a game he was a part of a couple of years ago, and he tackled the guy. Laid him out football style. I'm assuming the guy was inebriated enough it didn't actually matter. Nobody will get laid out at golf. We've got our people on the ground at Pinehurst. U.S. Open starts today. Our U.S. Open updates start in the 11 o'clock hour, so you'll hear live from Pinehurst what's going on. We'll continue this radio program, take a spin around the NFL. Still no Aaron Rodgers in New York. A little bit more from Ashburn as they wrap up mandatory minicamp. It's hour number two of MP on the Mic, and it's on the way. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Hour number two, MP on the Mic in this hour. You'll hear from Jaden Daniels. He's the quarterback of the Washington football team. They call them the Commanders. You can call them whatever you want as long as you call them on the rise. With Jaden Daniels, we'll also hear from our guy, Lane Casadante, Thursdays with Lane, as taped on Tuesday up in Ashburn during Washington Commanders minicamp practices. Those practices wrap up today. And then they take a six-month break, and we're back Then we're back 6 weeks from today. We don't have to lay low for 6 months. That would be a lot of bit season. Thankfully, we only have 6 weeks of bit season. The Groundhog showed its face. Six more weeks of bit season. Punxsutawney Phil says so. And then we'll be at training camp with the Washington Commanders. That's ACC kickoff week. Y'all know I'm fired up for the Virginia Tech Hokies this year. Of course, UVA season still ongoing. They'll be the last ones in the barn here to wrap up the 23-24 sports season. Hopefully still playing past the end of the NBA Finals. I think that's very likely. UVA starts tomorrow, 2 p.m. game against North Carolina at the College World Series. We got a banger of a show tomorrow because we're giving away two pairs of tickets to see Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss at the Outlaw Music Festival on Wednesday, June 26th at the Virginia Beach Amphitheater. You know I'm excited about that. I want to dig into some other NFL stories aside from the Commanders, though. We'll get back to the Commanders as mentioned. If you missed anything from the first hour, missed hearing from Austin Eckler, you can hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app. It's free at the Apple Store and Google Play. In New York, I'm intrigued by the quarterback situation because they had the opportunity to draft one of the guys this year. Instead, they took Malik Nabers, the wide receiver, which is going to be a good pick. I like Malik Nabers a lot. But the value there, everybody's clamoring for a quarterback. You got position on him. You didn't take one. You're riding with Daniel Jones. Now, Daniel Jones coming back from injury, he was not put out on the field during team drills yesterday. This is clip two, Hazel. This is Daniel Jones on the coach's decision to exclude him from full team activities yesterday.
Call, so it's I understand Dave's wanted to get a lot of teamwork and that's what they did, but it wasn't my favorite thing, but that's not my job.
Said his knee feels good and he'll be ready to go for training camp. That's you got a lot of injuries where there's the push and pull this time of year. None more so than Atlanta, the Kirk Cousins situation, right? Because Cousins doesn't just now have to come back from a late season Achilles injury to lead a new team that has Super Bowl aspirations, that he's being paid $40 million a year to quarterback, right? That's enough. On top of all that, he's got to box out Michael Penix now, too. He can't let Michael Penix be the starter week one because then all kinds of chaos can move into place in Atlanta. That's a fascinating injury return as well, and we'll watch how Penix does at their mini camp. New England, the story was not the practices, but that the team gathered last night to formally induct Tom Brady into the New England Patriots Hall of Fame. It wasn't a roast. It was a celebration. Tom Brady said he was playing into it. Tom Brady was feeling it last night. Here he is welcoming the crowd to Foxborough for his Hall of Fame ceremony.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Sit down. Patriot Nation, it feels good to be home.
That was the start. Here's the clip I want to play for you, though. Tom Brady walking off his Patriots Hall of Fame induction.
I am Tom Brady, and I am a Patriot.
Tom is either being inducted into the New England Patriots Hall of Fame, or he is running for county commissioner in Foxborough County. It's one of the two. I'm Tom Brady. I approve this message.
That's right.
Because I think crime is bad.
And I am a patriot.
I am a patriot. That's why I'm standing here in this red, white, and blue outfit asking you for your vote on November 9th. Tom Brady, a patriot. Everybody came back. Bill Belichick came back, got a standing O. Robert Kraft got an ovation as well. I think the best thing that happened to the Patriots this offseason was the Big Apple documentary. About it was called The Dynasty, and it was the warts and all retelling of the Patriots dynasty. I think the best thing that happened to the Patriots this offseason was that that was on Apple TV Plus and not a service that people actually have, and nobody ended up watching it. I saw clips. I saw little excerpts from time to time. I just get the feeling nobody's got Apple TV Plus. Maybe the Messi fans out there for the MLS. I get the feeling, though, that they were well served by that not being broadcast to a wider audience. Like The Last Dance, great for MJ, not great for many of the other characters in it. Not great for our guy Krause. Not great for Scottie Pippen. Not great for a lot of the people in there. Good for MJ. The Dynasty, same. Had a lot of dirt got flung around, and nobody saw the dirt. If dirt flings in a forest and it doesn't make a sound, you know, does it matter? And the answer is no, and I think we're hitting the new era here where Kraft and Brady and Belichick are all together. They've all got their things right. Belichick feels that because Brady won another Super Bowl, he doesn't get respected for what he did for the dynasty. Kraft just wants to be in the Hall of Fame. That's his driving mission in life. He feels wrong that he's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame because his guy Jerry Jones is in the Hall of Fame. So you got the rivalry, got to get the gold jacket. I can tell you my stance, very few owners need to be in the Hall of Fame. There's very few owners that are truly worthy. Like, you look at the great moments in football history, very rarely do I feel like that was made possible by a rich guy who bought the team from another rich guy. I'm fine with leaving owners out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, and my stance on rich people, you have to deny them things from time to time to keep the chip on the shoulder, right? What's the great tweet? You know, rich people can have everything in life except respect on this platform, and we can never give it to them. They can never, ever have it. Let's go to Philly. This is clip number 8, where Jalen Hurts is leading mini camp for the Philadelphia Eagles. They are installing a new offense. They started hot last year. At one point, I said on this show, it looks pretty inevitable that we get back to Eagles-Niners. They were the two best teams. The wheels fell off down the stretch. Little reboot in Philly. You heard some things coming out of that locker room that weren't so great. Here's Jalen Hurts on rebooting things up there.
You know, right now, been a lot of new inventory in. Majority of it, you know, probably 95% of it being new. So it's just been that process, and it's been a fun process because you get to see what works for other people. The number of coaches that I've had since I've been here, I've been able to take in a lot of new knowledge and new understanding. And so I think the goal coming in was to learn Kellen's offense and master it. I mean, I think that's been a process, and I think by the end of it, I want it to be mine and have it in my own way. I think that's kind of a credit to, again, the lack of continuity with that, and it being a thing where I've kind of had to take all these new things and new voices and still go out there and be successful and efficient. And so I think that's exactly what's going to happen again.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, the Kellen he's referring to as Kellen Moore. He was a Cowboys offensive coordinator for a minute, was considered to be in the running to be the next coach of the Cowboys, got a few interviews, has now landed in Philly. That's a good redemption job because you got the pieces there to make a serious run. There's no excuse making on the other end. If the Eagles fall on their face this year and miss the playoffs, that's probably the end of people taking Kellen Moore seriously as a head coach. But you've got the right pieces in place. You got Jalen Hurts. You got that offense. You'll need to rebuild the offensive line without Jason Kelce. But the pieces to win are there. Your number one divisional competition decided to sit out the offseason, the Dallas Cowboys. Everything's breaking right for the Eagles. Good opportunity there for Jalen Hurts and Kellen Moore, the new offensive coordinator, to get on the right track. Down to Miami, a team that looked like it was going to win the AFC East for a while this year, then didn't. Mike McDaniel, world's quirkiest head coach, is starting every meeting this summer and fall at 24 after the hour. Here's why.
We need to finish the season better. So you get what you emphasize. Well, why not find ways to emphasize finishing in everything you do? Obsess about it. Why not have, for half the off season, you know, you're trying to have staff meetings at different times during the day. And I had every staff meeting I put like at 7:24 or 3:24 or 5:24, like the number 24. Okay. To you guys, it means nothing. That's how many years it's been since the organization's won a playoff game. We are going to hear about that come playoff time. You think? To me, you do that to empower guys to know what's coming, to understand it, to not run from it. Because if you're going to achieve success where people are predicting failure, you're going to have to go above and beyond.
Above and beyond that 6 extra minutes for greatness. That's 6 minute abs. What happens when somebody comes up with 6 minute abs? No, seven. Seven's the number. That's a deep movie poll there. I've got the young people in studio today. We'll tell them about their Something About Mary later. That was back when Brett Favre was likable. So it was a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
He endorsed Wrangler jeans. He was all American. Yeah, he was slinging the ball around the field for the Green Bay Packers. Things happened between point A and point B that were not great for Brett Favre. It wasn't just the dick pics. It was also the welfare fraud. It's just
multifaceted.
It's a multifaceted
can do both.
Fall from grace. We're back with more Empey on the mic after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.